ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russia continuing to target Ukrainian cities, and Ukraine is targeting Russia's oil. President Trump now calling on NATO countries to add sanctions against Russia, saying the U.S. will also join. ABC's Mary Bruce has details.
He's also demanding NATO members stop buying Russian oil and gas. For weeks, the president has threatened Russia with economic consequences, but never followed through, blowing past his own deadlines.
Authorities in Utah say Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, could be formally charged as soon as tomorrow. A motive for the killing still unknown. Vice President J.D. Vance today serving as host for Kirk's weekly podcast, calling Kirk a friend. Maureen Comey has filed a lawsuit claiming her firing as U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York was unlawful and unconstitutional. Comey, the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, called the firing by President Trump and the Justice Department politically motivated. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Nina man has been indicted for child pornography. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has more.
According to attorney Richard G. Frayling with the U.S. Department of Justice, the two-count indictment alleges that 26-year-old Jeffrey Haskell of Nina used minor children to produce child pornography on two different dates last January. If convicted of either charge, Haskell faces a mandatory 15 years in prison and up to 30 years imprisonment. Haskell could also be fined up to $250,000 per count and would be required to register as a sexual offender under state and federal law.
A nonprofit health insurer will end coverage for some customers in northeastern Wisconsin. The health insurer Common Ground will not offer coverage to Outagamie and Winnebago County residents in 2026. The move will impact nearly 7,000 residents in the two counties who are currently covered. Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim of the 18th Senate District says the change is tied to the federal reconciliation bill and to the chaos in Washington. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging those preparing for the fall hunting seasons to enroll now in a hunter education course. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Hunter education plays a vital role in keeping Wisconsin a safe place to hunt. Anyone born on or after January 1, 1973, must complete a hunter education course and have a hunter education certificate to purchase a hunting license in Wisconsin. The DNR offers multiple course options and locations so hunters can choose the best format for how and where they'd like to learn. Anyone under the age of 18 must take a course with an in-person, hands-on component.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Another Brewer injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers clinched a playoff spot over the weekend, but lost to the Cards yesterday 3-2. Pitcher Jose Quintana giving up three runs in the second. Pat Murphy says Quintana was dealing with an injury.
Jose leaving with a calf injury is, you know, that's alarming with how injured we already are in the bullpen and on the mound.
The Brewers have the night off before playing the Angels tomorrow night. A report says the Brewers could be playing the Braves in the Little League Classic in Pennsylvania next year in August. MLB says an announcement coming soon. NFL. After having the weekend off, the Packers head to Cleveland this week to play the Browns. College football. Badgers to host the Maryland Terrapins on Saturday. They lost in Alabama 38-14.
We knew we had to come out here in the first half in particular and play solid, play poised, play confident. It's exactly opposite of what we did.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It will continue to feel like summer for much of this week. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Even warmer on Tuesday with highs in the mid 80s. Same thing on Wednesday. Currently, it's 78.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joseph Pecky.
As much as I disagreed with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about, we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news and sports headlines and discuss Suicide Awareness Month and why the rates keep going up in the state of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security, tech and security expert, author of A Warning by Anonymous and Blowback, Miles Taylor. One of the Substack newsletters that I actually look forward to getting and always read is called Treason with Miles Taylor. Treason.io is the website for it, I believe. Miles, welcome to the program. Do I have that right?
Great to be with you, my friend. Yes, you can find me at treason.io or Treason on Substack. And boy, is this a time to be talking about the subject of free speech, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And in fact, your newsletter today, or maybe it was yesterday, Civil War, no, but the censorship war has begun, is pretty damn startling stuff. You want to lay it out for us?
Well, yeah, I mean, even since I published that, the news story continues to develop. I mean, you know, taking us back a couple of days, of course, in the wake of the killing of Charlie Kirk, we saw Donald Trump come forward and instead of unite the country, he's talked about how he wants to go dismantle left-wing organizations. He just said today that left-leaning organizations are the scum and are the reason that this happened, even though we're still getting conflicting reports about the ideological motivations of the shooter, of some folks noting that he appears to have been a groiper. So rather than a left-wing individual, may have been a far-right individual. But regardless, in the wake of Trump's exhortation to go after left-leaning organizations, we have since seen the official levers of power turn towards censoring individuals who may have expressed offensive views in response to the killing of Charlie Kirk, but certainly haven't done things that are illegal. And that includes the Defense Department announcing that they're going to go after any service members who made signs of disrespect in the wake of the killing. We saw the State Department, the Deputy Secretary of State, announce that the visas of foreign visitors in the United States or immigrants who posted things derogatory about Charlie Kirk could see their visas revoked. But this has gotten a lot bigger even in the past few hours. We've now seen multiple members of Congress try to crowdsource evidence of their own constituents who have potentially said things derogatory towards Charlie Kirk in the wake of the killing so that they can have people's licenses revoked, so that they can get them fired from their jobs. And the last thing I'll add is just in the past couple of days, a website has sprung up to take screenshots of any negative posts people have written on social media about Charlie Kirk. So likewise, they can be crowdsourced in their efforts to cancel those folks. So again, I'll go back to there's a deep irony here, which of course is that Charlie Kirk, whatever the motivations of the shooter, was killed because of his views, and the response, unfortunately, from the right, rather than to defend free speech, has been to try to go to silence progressive voices around the country. And I'm worried that that campaign is really going to pick up steam in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and when Charlie Kirk would go to campuses, particularly in the early years of TPUSA, at Turning Point USA, when he had just gotten the funding from the 10 very, very wealthy people who kind of launched his organization, I guess, when colleges would try to keep him off or people would object, his
cry would be, what happened to free speech? You know, so it's pretty astonishing. You noted the Congressman Clay Higgins from Louisiana, Republican, wants to ban for life every post or commenter that belittled the assassination, et cetera. It's pretty wild stuff. You had also talked about let me change this question just a little bit. You yourself have been the victim of Donald Trump. I mean, you know, he named you in an executive order. He's got the government coming after you. I wrote a piece that was published this morning on Substack talking about how, you know, if Charlie Kirk or Tom Hartman or somebody else, you know, in the media says something, you know, calls somebody a name or, you know, whatever, threatens some, you know, suggests somebody should be in jail, that's one thing. We don't have any power. But if the president of the United States or somebody who has the weapons of power, the head of the FBI, the head of the Department of Justice, whatever, says the same thing, these are people who actually have the power of life and death, have the power to take people down, have the power to destroy lives. What's it like on your end from having been on the receiving end of this awesome power of government?
Well, Tom, I've got to tell you, it is an extraordinary thing. And this is the type of thing folks like you and I have observed and talked about and wrote about in foreign countries, but never in the way that I've experienced it here. I mean, I will say that being on the president's blacklist, being named in an executive order for a federal investigation because I criticized the president for years, has dismantled almost every aspect of my life. My business was destroyed in the wake of it. We have, of course, had to grapple with the need for an army of different lawyers to deal with the potential avenues that this could take with the administration. But there's the very real security threats, the same type of security threats that Charlie Kirk talked about getting while he was out there speaking around the country. And but the difference, of course, here is it's not a random American that's threatening me. It's the president of the United States accusing me of being guilty of the highest crime envisioned in the U.S. Code, treason, a crime punishable by death, which, of course, is why I named this Substack Treason, is because it's very much my view that if free speech is now considered traitorship in the United States, then consider me a traitor. You know, that's not how I view free speech. That's not how the founders viewed it. But that's the side I'm going to be on if that's how dissent is treated. But, you know, I'll say as recently, Tom, as this morning, I was on the phone with lawyers and preparing to get on the phone with law enforcement because of very vile threats we have received in the wake of all of this, including threats not just to me, but to my wife, to my young daughter. That's something that continues. And keep in mind, it was April that the president issued this executive order against me. We are now in the month of September, and we are still grappling with very urgent security concerns here in our family. And that has meant that places that I was going to go speak at in the balance of this year, I can no longer appear at in person. I've had speeches at universities canceled and pulled down, public remarks pulled down, because the security concerns are too grave. That's what happens when your own government puts a crosshair on your back.
I'm so sorry to hear that. You wrote, Trump is creating the deep state he decried. Can you explain?
You know, this is something that I hope that people share with their friends and family, because I'll tell you, I think one of the most compelling ways to persuade people to move away from the MAGA movement or distance themselves from the far right turn of the Republican Party is just to point out some of the hypocrisies. One of them, of course, is what we are seeing right now when it comes to freedom of speech. The party that claims that it had been censored, that decried censorship, is now apparently mounting an active campaign to go censor Americans that don't agree with the president's worldview. That's one hypocrisy people should point out. But a second is what you just mentioned, Tom, which is that Donald Trump spent the better part of a decade campaigning and trying to govern on this notion that the federal government was run by a secret cabal of employees, unaccountable civil servants who were conspiring to thwart the president of the United States and who were pulling the strings of government from within the bowels of government. That idea, the deep state, was a false idea. It didn't exist, okay? As someone who served his whole career in government, there was not a secret club or cabal or people with, you know, insignias and tattoos quietly controlling the government as a deep state. What there was, and what I witnessed in the first Trump administration, is there absolutely was a cadre of civil servants with consciences who were loosely disconnected and who would regularly say no when the administration asked them to do things that were illegal. I don't mean lawful orders. I don't mean things presidents are allowed to do. But when Trump tried to do things that were unconstitutional and illegal, those civil servants would speak truth to power and say, I can't break the law. We want that in any administration. So there was no deep state. But now that Trump is set about dismantling this deep state that never exists, there is a deep irony here and a deep hypocrisy, which is that he has created one. And the way I've laid this out, Tom, is I think there's sort of a two-part plan here. Part one you've already seen very, very publicly, and that has been the administration's efforts to purge agencies that the president sees as disloyal or which don't align with his worldview. And you've seen that from the deletion of agencies like USAID to the gutting of agencies like the National Weather Service or the CDC, a vast array of organizations. We've seen tens of thousands of civil servants fired from the government. But that's just part one, is the purge. Part two is that Donald Trump is actively creating his own deep state. Why? He's not just leaving those jobs unfilled and banking the government savings. He is backfilling those jobs with loyalists that they are recruiting into the administration, not into political jobs that disappear when the president becomes a pumpkin in 2028, but jobs where those people will remain in government and remain loyal to a MAGA agenda. That's what's really concerning to me. And there's nowhere it's more obvious than in federal law enforcement. We are seeing a massive expansion of ICE into the nation's largest law enforcement agency. And we are seeing the purge at the FBI turn towards the hiring of agents that clearly have an ideological bent. They are lowering the standards at these organizations. They are actively targeting on social media people with a certain ideological worldview that aligns with MAGA and trying to build an actual deep state inside the federal government that will advance Donald Trump's agenda even when he's gone. That is hypocritical. That is ironic. That is something I think is really important for people to point out, is there was never a deep state until Donald Trump created one.
Miles Taylor is the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security, a tech and security expert, the author of A Warning by Anonymous and Blowback, and also his Substack newsletter. Get over to Substack and just type in treason or Miles Taylor. You'll find it. Or you can go to treason.io. It's just extraordinary. And Miles Taylor on Blue Sky. Miles, thanks so much for dropping by. It's great meeting you. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
Thanks for what you do, Tom.
My pleasure. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So now the FBI is doing loyalty tests. I'll tell you about that after the break and pick up your calls. Stay with us. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological age. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And Saturday, September 20th, starting at 8 a.m., is the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau Field. What's a stair climb? Well, this event is a tribute to the 343 firefighters who gave their lives at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. Members of the community are invited to climb the equivalent of 110 stories on the steps of Lambeau Field. I have done this climb once, and it is rough, but very impactful. Sign up today. Head to WISS.FM and click events.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be maggots. They'll trade in the facts for conspiracies and swagger. They'd rather blame immigrants, science, and books than take a hard look at the mess in their nooks. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be maggots. Don't let them wear red hats or chains. Not just post memes from their Uncle Jim's view. They love their big rallies. They're slow.
23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So Brian Driscoll is, his name is not a household word, but at the end of the Biden administration, there were basically two people who were running the FBI. You had Christopher Wray, who had been running the FBI for quite some time, who I was not all that fond of, but whatever. In fact, I think he was a holdover from the last Trump administration, if I'm recalling correctly. I mean, the whole point is the FBI is not supposed to be politicized, right? And he knew, Chris Wray knew, that Trump was going to fire him as soon as he came into office. And so the day before Trump was inaugurated, on January 19th of this year, he said, that's it, I'm out of here. He resigned. Which meant that his number two guy, Brian Driscoll, became the acting director of the FBI. So Trump comes in, and his guy says, we're gonna interview this guy. This is the White House DOJ transition liaison, a 29-year-old political appointee by the name of Paul Ingrassia. So he sits down with Brian Driscoll and says, okay, we're basically, words to the effect of, we're trying to decide whether to keep you on as FBI director or not. And so Driscoll is expecting, what do you think about, what's the best way to do policing, or how do we deal with criminals who do this or that or whatever. Instead, these are the questions that were asked. Who did you vote for in the last election? And Brian Driscoll says, that's none of your damn business. And then he said, when did you start supporting President Trump? And Driscoll said, that's none of your damn business. And he said, have you voted for a Democrat in the last five elections? Now, these are the questions that they're asking a guy who works at the FBI, has spent his entire career at the FBI, been there 20 years. Who did you vote? Have you voted for a Democrat in the last five elections? Here's the kicker. Do you agree that the FBI agents who stormed Mar-a-Lago should be held accountable? To that question, Brian Driscoll actually said, accountable? Those guys were operating on a legal warrant issued by an actual judge, and they were just doing their jobs. And that answer and his refusal to answer the other questions got him fired. This is not how you are supposed to run a government. This is how you run an authoritarian state. This is how you run a dictatorship. Dictatorships are, the essence of a dictatorship is that everybody has to salute the dictator. Everybody has to go along with the dictator. You can't criticize the dictator. You can't challenge the dictator. You have to say, yes, I love, Mr. Putin is my man. If you challenge the dictator, you are in deep trouble. This is not, these people are not understanding American history.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the Wellness Company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc, sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a two-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Maggie Dawn.
We're joined at 5 p.m. by Wisconsin Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ryan Sternand. We dig into why he's running and what he proposes for Wisconsin's future.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. State Representative Dave Murphy represents a district that includes Grand Chute, Outagamie, New London, and Black Creek. It's close to, but does not include, Appleton, where he recently bought a house after selling his home in Greenville. Where exactly the assemblyman lives right now is unclear. According to the Post-Crescent, Murphy initially said he's staying with friends in Greenville while finishing out his term. He later said he plans to lease a property within his district while he's in the legislature. Wisconsin state law allows anyone to challenge the residency requirements of an elected official, and an Appleton resident has done just that, filing a complaint with the Attorney General, challenging whether Murphy still meets requirements to represent the 56th district. The UW-Oshkosh budget is back in the black, so says Provost Ed Martini, who announced at a convocation address late last month that UW-Oshkosh's proposed budget has no structural deficit. The biggest savings come from restructuring, adjusting retirement options, and overload expenditures. That's all according to reporting from the Advanced Titan, the independent student newspaper of the UW-Oshkosh campuses, which also reports that Chancellor Manohar Singh announced plans for new degree programs and an athletic team. One driver was killed and a passenger sustained major injuries in a two-vehicle accident Sunday morning in the township of Black Wolf. Winnebago County Sheriff's officials say the accident happened at the intersection of County Z and Country Club Road. The other driver sustained minor injuries. No identifications or details have been released. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It will continue to feel like summer for much of this week. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Even warmer on Tuesday with highs in the mid 80s. Same thing on Wednesday. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a Fox host has to apologize after saying the homeless should be involuntarily executed. We'll talk about that with Todd Alda. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9
to
11.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 25% off. At cbdistillery.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com.
Grew up in the suburbs, not the Appalachia frontier. J.D. Vance, you're just a tale they sell. While real folks struggle in a system built to fail. It's a J.D. Vance LG Griffin life. Smile, catch you never want to drift from the suburbs to the Senate. You climb so high on the backs of the poor while you spread your life. He wrote a book about his kin with a condescending
past the hour. So Donald Trump says that the assassination of Charlie Kirk is because of the radical left. The radical left is causing all these problems. It's the lefties in America. It's the Democrats. We've got to deconstruct the Democratic Party. We've got to take apart Democratic organizations. Quack, 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 quack. So 2018 was how many years ago? What, 7 years ago, as I recall? 7 years ago? Yeah, I think so. So there have been 31 targeted political murders or attempted murders since 2018. Let's look at them. Who was responsible for these 31 targeted political murders? In 2018, Cesar Sayoc sent bombs to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Maxine Waters. He was a registered Republican and a Trump supporter. In 2020, 13 men attempted to punish Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for enforcing COVID lockdown measures. All were far-right extremists. By the way, my source for this is Alan Austin's piece over on Daily Kos. It's titled, None of the Last 31 Political Attacks Was by Anyone from the Left. Not one. We can count them. Ray Den Hollander murdered human rights lawyer Mark Angelucci in July of 2020, then tried to kill District Judge Esther Salas, but succeeded instead in murdering her son and seriously wounding her husband. He was a far-right Trump supporter. In 2022, February 2022, Quintez Brown attempted to kill the Democratic mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, Craig Greenberg. Brown was motivated by black nationalism, pan-Africanism, and revolutionary socialism. So, okay, you've got your first lefty there. In October of 2022, David DePape seriously injured Paul Pelosi with a hammer while seeking to kill House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi. DePape was a far-right Trump supporter. In December of 2020, Solomon Pina paid gunmen to attack the houses of Democratic state lawmakers in New Mexico. He's a Republican, a registered Republican, and a former candidate for office as a Republican. In August of 2023, Craig Robinson was shot and killed by FBI agents while being arrested for threats against President Joe Biden. Robinson was an extreme right-winger and an Army veteran. Donald Trump himself was targeted at a July 2024 rally. The shooter, Thomas Crooks, killed one attendee, injured three others. He was a registered Republican. Another attempt on Trump's life was made by Trump voter Ryan Ruth in September 2024. His trial is still ongoing. In April of 2025, Cody Ballmer attempted to kill Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro in an arson attack. Ballmer was a Trump supporter. The Democratic Speaker of the Minnesota House of Representatives, Ms. Melissa Hortman, and her husband Mark Hortman were killed by avid Trump supporter and registered Republican Vance Bolter in June of 2025.
Bolter then tried to murder John Hoffman and his wife, seriously injured them. And lastly, Charlie Kirk was killed by Tyler Robinson. And to this day, to this moment, we still don't really know what Robinson's motivations were. So here you have 31 targeted political murders or attempted murders since 2018, 24 perpetrators. One of them was a lefty. All the rest were Republicans, and the vast majority of them were not just Republicans, but avid Trump supporters. So, you know, spare me the phony outrage and indignation. Yes, we have a serious problem in this country with too many guns. Yes, we have a serious problem in this country with political violence. Violence is no way to solve any political problem. But let's be clear about where it's coming from and has been, you know, since the days of Tim McVeigh. Since then. All right, what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Kay in Novato, California. Hey, Kay, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Just a comment and then two questions. The lack of youth at rallies and protests is obvious. Now wondering, is Turning Point the reason? Who and where is the representation of the left, and is there any on college campuses?
Yeah, this is one of the problems. When Charlie Kirk started Turning Points USA, 10 very, very wealthy individuals stepped forward and poured millions of dollars into the thing. He's raised something, I understand, is something on the order of $400 million since he started. He's got big money behind him, or had. He's no longer with us. I don't know, and I'm pretty wired into these things, I don't know of any rich people who are supporting any progressive causes. You know, Ben Shapiro, same deal. You know, he had, you know, rich right wingers who helped launch his career. There's literally no equivalent infrastructure on the left. You've got the structure that the Koch brothers put together with ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, where in state after state after state, Republican legislators get together with lobbyists to write legislation. Nothing like that on the left. You've got state policy centers that were funded by the Koch brothers back in the days. In all 50 states, there's literally nothing like that on the left. You've got, I noticed in my mail, I've got stuff coming from Hillsborough College today, you know, right-wing college that is doing outreach all across the world. You've got Prager University. There's nothing like either of those things, any of these things on the left. The problem, I think, is all this AstroTurf stuff on the right is being responded to as if it was genuine grassroots stuff, and it's not. And I don't know if I answered your question, but I think young people are turning out. I just think that I have noticed this too at a lot of these rallies that there's people, you know, boomers basically, and that's a generation that protested in Vietnam, so it makes sense that they would be.
Right.
You know, not just willing to show up in the streets, but practiced at it. So, but yeah. Kay, I got no easy answer for you beyond that observation. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Well, yeah, Tom, let's go back to the list. I would make exceptions with just two of those. I don't consider the...
Paul, I need you to get a little closer to your microphone, if you could, please. I'm having a
hard time. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Charlie Kirk's, I don't consider that to be an assassination. All of the people on that list that you just read, except for one, the lawyer, are political office holders. Charlie Kirk doesn't hold the lowest office, political or otherwise, elected or appointed. Just because he is a leading voice of hatred and bigotry and racism on the right doesn't make it an assassination. So here's the question. Why does one bullet from one gun, from one guy to another, is a political assassination when most of the time it's somebody on a rooftop with an AR-15 shooting dozens and dozens of people, and that's mental illness? Okay, so he, by the way, which the guy could have done, and he didn't. Yeah. All right, so then we hear about, by Saturday afternoon, casting this guy as a lefty through the voice of Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
Right.
None of what he said. Yeah. Well, none of what he said came from law enforcement. And by the way, why the hell is the FBI in on this case? This is a state murder case, Washington County, Utah. It's not a federal case. as I said, because it's not a federal, it's a state crime, and there are no federal politicians involved. So, you know, I don't know why Democrats feel like we have to fall all over ourselves to apologize and say, we roundly condemn, unequivocally can condemn this political violence, when, but for the last 20 years, Tom, gun policy in this country has been totally and exclusively that of the Republican Party and a corrupt Supreme Court. So it's not, you know, the fact that when something happens and it goes wrong, I don't immediately raise my hand and say, I didn't do it. If I didn't do it, I don't say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of.
I want to argue semantics with you, Paul. I think that anybody who gets killed, particularly for the things that they say or believe, I don't think assassination is the wrong word. I think it's. I get your point that, you know, this was a state crime and, you know, why is the FBI there? Obviously, the FBI is there because the whole, you know, the Trump administration has politicized the FBI and they're using the FBI to help, you know, make, you know, turn Charlie into a martyr and all that. Yeah, I get that. But, we do have to condemn political violence. And I made this point earlier that it seems to, maybe you didn't hear it, it seems to me that political violence comes in like three phases. You start out with elected officials getting assassinated, and this is something that, you know, goes back to Lincoln and before, I suppose. And by the way, we saw these three phases in the run-up to the Civil War. And then you find high-profile people who are not elected officials getting assassinated, people who are newspaper editors, people who are commentators, people who are, you know, television, radio personalities, whatnot, getting assassinated. And Charlie Kirk falls into that category. That's like stage two. And then stage three is when people start killing each other. And that's when you're in a civil war or you're on the precipice of a civil war. And so Charlie Kirk being assassinated is a major escalation in the direction of civil war, in my opinion. And that's, I think, why the media is so hysterical about it, is because they're all looking around going, that could have been me. I'm out in front of the public all the time.
Well, it's as politicized as the governor of Utah has made it. And the one way you can tell that all of this about the profile of this suspect is made up to him is that he says the suspect is not cooperating. He has not confessed. Well, why the hell would he? He hasn't even been charged yet. If he's claiming to plead not guilty, you wouldn't confess, would you?
I can't speak to that. I've never been in that situation. But I probably not. Paul, thank you for the call. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your call. Stay with us. So, how many beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Louisa's been using Vibrant Super C Serum for a while now. She uses it every night. She swears by it, and she's noticed a real difference in how her skin looks. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, Vibrance.com/Tom.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 96.5 and 98.3 FM, WISS, and 1100 AM.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WISS, sponsored by Insight Eye Care. Serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Oshkosh Public Museum invites you into an immersive experience in the unmatched original environment of Tiffany Studios Design, a selection of beautiful decorative art treasures from the Richard H. Driehaus Collection. This imaginative exhibit sheds light on Louis C. Tiffany's innovative design. The display is located in the historic Sawyer Den, featured by Tiffany himself as a showcase of his design philosophy. For more information, including museum hours of operation, go to OshkoshMuseum.org. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Oshkosh area, it's on WISS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The American Bar Association has issued a final report and recommendations from its ABA Task Force for American Democracy. The report calls for major reform to elections, civics education, and the role of lawyers in defending constitutional governance. The project was chaired by former U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson, a Democrat, and former U.S. Federal Judge J. Michael Luttig, a Republican. Among several reforms, the report calls for substantial state and federal investments in K-12 civics education. It recommends establishing citizen-led independent redistricting commissions to reduce the partisan and racial gerrymandering unfolding right now in Texas and other states. It encourages states to adopt open primaries, ranked choice voting, or fusion voting to reduce polarization and increase accountability. The report also calls for expanding automatic and same-day registration, standardizing early and mail voting procedures, and an election day holiday. For election workers, the report calls for depoliticizing selection of election officials and setting professional standards and codes of responsibility. It also calls for stronger protections of those workers and the funding to support it. For lawyers, ABA recommends more law school training and continuing ed on election law and affirming lawyers' responsibility to uphold the rule of law. We've linked the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Come.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Orwell's warning, straight from the page. They're twisting the future, rewriting the age. History's burning, truth's under ban. Welcome, my friends, to Magistan.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. CJ in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind today?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Tom. I appreciate it. Well, let's start with this. There's no one side that owns political assassinations and violence. So it's really upsetting to hear anyone point the finger, but can I say, as a Christian, I was at church yesterday, and the reach out by young kids for something positive is exponential already. I've heard this, that 37,000 plus requests for new chapters across the United States and world for Turning Point USA. Mm-hmm. And I'm encouraged by that. You know, it's sad to see where this has gone. Charlie Kirk, I saw him twice. I saw him in Madison, Wisconsin here about a year ago. There was about 1,500 to 2,000 kids there. And he took on all comers that disagreed with him. And I don't agree with everything he says, just like I don't agree with everything close to it, but not everything that my party does. You know, so I think, yes, we have to somber this down, and it's sad to see it's gotten to this point. But I am encouraged by the young kids reaching out for something positive. And that's what Charlie Kirk fought for. And I hate it when I hear people say, you know, he didn't believe in the word empathy. You know, play and read the whole quote. Research people. Don't live by someone else's reference or a little snippet of their lives.
Well, what was the context when he said that he thought that empathy was I don't recall the exact words of the quote. Maybe you can tell us, where he said something like empathy is poison, or empathy is, you know, stupid or unnecessary.
It's a newly created word, and he believes in sympathy.
Empathy is not a newly created word.
For their conditions, but though some of those can be changed. Empathy is a newly created word, and he feels it makes people weak. He wants people to see the good in other people. And I believe, like I believe a lot of Republicans, there needs to be a safety net. But we shouldn't be paying trillions of dollars for undocumented immigrants who broke the law into our country. And we're giving Social Security debit cards, and we found out what the previous administration believed in was open borders, and I believe in the long term was for votes.
Yeah,
and that's not what our country's about.
All right, number one,
discourse is good.
People who are undocumented in this country are not.
Every time I called you, sir,
CJ, undocumented people in this country are not getting Social Security benefits, and they are not voting. And Joe Biden was not in favor of open borders. In fact, he dramatically reduced the number of people coming across the border from the Trump years.
You need to look at
the
numbers.
Of 2020.
You can see it on a graph.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's simply false.
Those numbers that you're quoting, CJ, I've seen the graphs. Those numbers you're quoting are arrests at the border. Joe Biden arrested a lot of people and sent them back.
How about this one, Tom? How about
Barack Obama deported more people in each one of his years than Donald Trump did?
How about the 300,000 of unattended children that showed up on our border that now we've lost? We've found about 30,000 of them so far since Trump took office, because they actually care where these kids were released to.
Well, then where are the 1,000 children that Trump separated from his families back when he thought that this would be a cool way to discourage people from coming to America, and they're still missing? They were trafficked into these pop-up Christian adoption agencies that then just vanished into the mist.
Tom, really, I think you and I are on the same thing, I think we want the same thing.
Yeah, hopefully, CJ. Hopefully. CJ, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, but it's the end of the show and I'm out of time. I just have to stop it here. But thank you for the call. And I always appreciate a rational conversation. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No.
President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in Madrid for meetings with the Chinese delegation says there's a tentative agreement to keep TikTok up and running in the U.S.
The framework is for it to switch to U.S.-controlled ownership. But again, I'm not going to get ahead of the leaders' call on Friday. We have a framework. They'll have to confirm the deal.
Under federal law, TikTok's Chinese owner is supposed to sell the social network or face a ban in the U.S. That deadline has been extended. Investigators still working to determine a motive in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Law enforcement sources familiar with the investigation tell ABC News officials say they've discovered evidence suspected shooter Tyler Robinson was tracking Kirk's events and public appearances through open source information on the internet, and have also gathered evidence showing the 22-year-old became familiar, allegedly, with Utah Valley University, including maps of the campus in the days before the attack. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.